Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
Now, I don't need to tell you that house prices are rising, some even say soaring right across South Africa, with April seeing the strongest growth in national housing prices since 2007. All the way from Cape Town to eThekwini, the residential property market appears to be on a rebound. But my question is this the beginning of a long-term upswing, or are we headed for some overheated optimism? Joining me now is Dr. Andrew Golding, who's Chief Executive Officer of the Pam Golding Property Group. Andrew, a very warm welcome. So average house price inflation just over 7% year on year. It's good news for sellers. But are ordinary South Africans, particularly first-time buyers, maybe being priced out of the market?
Hello, Jeremy. Thanks for having me. I think the market is very difficult to generalize across the whole country. There are many specific individual markets, which I think one needs to take into account. But there's no question that the 7.2% increase in April has caught us a little bit by surprise. We certainly weren't expecting that. It's the highest that we've seen above the two previous peaks, and as you've said, the highest since 2007. And it is pretty much across the board, although there are some regions and areas that are outperforming others.
Andrew, you cite the May repo rate cut as a catalyst. I understand that, but the HPI surge also predates it. So are there other underlying drivers of this recovery? Is it speculation? Is it pent-up demand or something else?
Yeah, so I think we have seen the market characterized in many parts of the country, but not all, by a significant shortage of stock, by a demand exceeding supply, and as a consequence, prices increasing, and a seller's market in many instances. And probably the best example of that has been the Western Cape, which has certainly benefited from the semigration trend, which has been a pre-COVID trend, as well as speculative buying investors and a renewed interest from foreigners, albeit at a very small part of the market. It nonetheless has made a difference in both the Western Cape and, in fact, the Eastern Cape and Garden Route areas along the coast. So we've seen those markets characterized by a significant shortage of stock and buyers being prepared to pay prices and seeing value.
So that's the Western Cape, but also Gauteng and KZN, I think, are catching up to the province. But what about other underdeveloped regions? Is the national HPI maybe masking deeper geographic inequality?
Yeah, I think there's no question that there are many differences in many parts of the market. There are some that are underperforming relative to the average, and they represent, I think, significant opportunities. And probably the greatest one is the Gauteng market, which flattered to deceive a little bit at the end of last year. We started to see significant activity and movement in the market, and then at the beginning of this year slowed down again. And that house price growth is significantly below the average at 1.8% compared to the average of 3.2% across the whole country in terms of house price growth since the beginning of this year.
I'm trying to find a caveat here. So the numbers that you're citing, all I think the strongest price growth since 2007, so that's quite a run. And that was just before the global financial crisis. But where's the bubble going to prick here? Are there echoes maybe of a little irrational exuberance?
Well, I think the biggest catalyst for our market is always the interest rate environment. We have come through an interest rate cycle since COVID, which has been an increasing one. We've now had two significant decreases, and the consensus view is that we are on the downward trend. And that has always been the thing that has catalyzed our market. So actually, we believe that we're going into a buoyant cycle here where there will be increased activity, hopefully some more stock coming onto the market. And it augurs well for the housing market for the balance of this year in terms of activity as well as house price growth.
So what's the one factor that concerns you that maybe could derail this recovery? I mean, you've referenced interest rates, but there's always the specter of policy uncertainty locally and, I guess, global economic shocks.
Yeah, unquestionably, you know, the global economic environment and the global political environment, you know, has to be a concern. And from a local perspective, you know, our economy isn't exactly firing on all cylinders. And so notwithstanding the fact that we are hoping that this interest rate decrease will continue in its trend, I think one's got to keep an eye on the economy. And if we don't have GDP growth, then those two, can't be aligned. And so that is a concern around whether this is going to be a sustainable house price growth. And obviously, from a first-time home buyer perspective, as the average selling price of South African homes continues to increase, that's always a concern. But that is a global phenomenon in terms of it being more and more difficult for first-time home buyers to get onto the ladder.
Sectional title prices are rebounding. Are these investors coming back into the market, or is it simply a case of economics? In other words, pure affordability, which pushes people into smaller spaces?
I think it's two things. It's certainly the affordability is a factor. I think a convenience in the sort of post-COVID environment living, and the fact that sectional title homes are increasingly popular relative to freehold homes. We saw a reversal of that trend in the COVID period, but subsequent to that, we've seen a trend, I think, which is again a global one, which is the rise in prominence of sectional title homes, convenient living, live, work, play areas, and commuting distances playing a significant role in people making a choice around their homes.
I just want to come back to inflation very quickly. You referenced, I think, that coastal HPI is outpacing non-coastal. Is this a lifestyle trend, this semigration that you mentioned, or just maybe a short-term price distortion?
I think it's probably a little bit of both. And there's no question that the coastal environment is a desirable lifestyle trend. But we've also seen historically that coastal properties do outperform non-coastal properties. And so that's in line with, you know, a very long time trend.
And just finally, you also reference favorable rental income streams. That makes perfect sense. But in real terms, are the yields keeping pace with inflation?
Yeah, so traditionally South Africa hasn't been a great rental yield investor contemplation, but in more recent times we've started to see rental yields creep up significantly, taking inflation into account and being relative to the property values that those properties are being rented for. And so rental investors, buy-to-let investors, are beginning to get real returns in the order of 6 to 8%, and in some cases even 10%, which is significantly above inflation. And so those rental yields are starting to make some sense.
Dr. Andrew Golding is the Chief Executive Officer of the Pam Golding Property Group. Andrew, thank you very much indeed.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.